With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Wednesday morning. One day until the NBA trade deadline. One day until we call Devils Islanders on the radio. And I'm not one of these new NBA haters. I'm not someone who dislikes the three-point shot like you do. I do like the offense, but I have to say, the chaos that we are seeing right now in the NBA is really, really difficult to digest. Now, if the Knicks at the end of this thing can get two max free agents, and we're talking about Kevin Durant, we're talking about Kyrie Irving, and we're talking about the Knicks being on top of this NBA mountain, and that's great. But what is going on with the Lakers and the Pelicans, and maybe Durant's coming here, is just like the fifth chapter now of this NBA insanity where the league has to stop because a couple of players within the league decide that they don't like where they're at. See what happened to the Lakers last night because of this Anthony Davis deal? Those young guys went out there, they got smoked in Indiana because they're thinking, oh, my team doesn't want me. And LeBron James, who just shows up here, is going to trade us away. And the Pacer fans are screaming at the young guys. LeBron's going to trade you. LeBron's going to trade you.
It was awesome.
Oh, man. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm great because I'm not LeBron James' teammate. I'll tell you that. I mean, those guys are just, like, checked out on him, man. He's 35 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
And I know everybody thinks he's Adonis and that he can last forever. And now, this is why Kyrie Irving didn't like playing with him. This is why a lot of people don't like playing with him. Now, certainly the guys that he won championships with love him. And we've often talked about, you know, one of his, you know, the greatest comeback ever when they were down 3-1 and they end up winning the series against the Warriors 4-3 in Cleveland. And they bring a championship to Cleveland and all that other stuff. All that stuff is great. And but I don't know. For me, there is such a, like just this ugly stench around him when it comes to, like, teammates. And I can understand why, man. Could you imagine being, you know, and then, of course, they ask him after the game, you know, you know your teammates, you know, heard what they were saying, that you're gonna trade him. Well, you know, you just got to handle it, and, you know, you got to be a pro about it. And I'm like, oh, man, I can't even imagine what the teammates, and I was asking this a couple weeks ago, like, when all this stuff started, like, if you're a teammate of LeBron James, your Kuzma, your
Lonzo Ball,
right?
Brandon Ingram,
right? You're one of those guys. You're like, what the hell is going on here? I thought we're all on this team together.
They better get this deal done because it's going to get worse.
You feel like it's going to get worse. I don't know. You know, this is nuts. The NBA is nuts. You know, there was a trade. Tobias Harris from the Clippers essentially is going to the 76ers, so he's getting close to home. But I just man, I'll tell you what, it is ugly.
It is.
You know what? It just makes LeBron. I don't know. I guess the fans out there really don't. I don't know how they feel this makes LeBron. I just think it just adds to the stench that's around them.
Yeah, I mean, this one doesn't look like a good one right now. Now it ends up that Anthony Davis is there and they could challenge the Warriors in the West and he's back in another finals or wins another championship, then sure, that adds to his legacy. But, I mean, at this point, you know, you are
Anthony
now going.
Davis, is he
going
to play this year?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, absolutely.
You think so? Okay. Yeah. So, is he a 3-point shooter? Is he? Can LeBron and him basically beat the Warriors by themselves? I mean, don't you need to have a team?
It's going to be difficult.
They're trading like eight people for him if it goes through.
I know it's going to be very difficult for them to do it this year. But then you think maybe you add something in the offseason. You can go, and then Durant goes to the Knicks,
and they got this ass. Lonzo's Ball's father running around. My son's not playing in New Orleans. I want him in Phoenix so I can play with his other sons, and we can start winning in Phoenix. I mean, just I mean, who the hell would want to trade for that nonsense?
Nobody.
That's the other thing. And maybe, nobody. And maybe he's a fox, more of a fox than we give him credit for, in a sense that, you know, he's just, you know, doing all this to really disrupt the trade.
Yeah, he could, but I mean, at this point, I don't know how any of those guys continue to play in L.A.
Yeah,
I mean,
dude,
the damage is done. And I mean, if this deal doesn't get done by tomorrow, you've got Anthony Davis, who they basically have to put on ice, because if he ends up getting hurt, then the entire future of that organization goes right down the toilet, because they're not going to get anything back from him, and then he's going to go somewhere else. It's just going to be a mess. So they have to capitalize on this from a New Orleans standpoint. But with the Lakers, you've got multiple guys. You actually have basically the entire roster that's been talked about in a trade. They're going to stay there and want to play with LeBron James.
But who the hell else is going to fill? Like, where are they going to get players from? The G League team or something?
Carmelo.
I mean, yeah, Carmelo.
Seriously.
That's even better.
I'm telling you, he's going to go. When a roster spot's open, if this deal went through, they're signing Carmelo.
I'm just telling you, man. I hope they do. And, man, they will just forget it. Goodbye. Done. I mean, I don't know what the hell Magic Johnson's doing. I know that Anthony Davis is a great player, and I know that he's probably a top five player in the league. But I'm my God, what are they doing?
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to win a championship with LeBron James, and I mean, this is it. When LeBron says, "I want to play for you," you say, "Okay, we'll bring you in, and we'll do whatever it takes to try to get a championship before you retire." And this is what it is. And the Pelicans, so yesterday the trades break down between the two because the Pelicans are asking for too much. Well, do you blame them? I mean, they've just been held hostage by this player. They've been painted into a corner. What, they're just going to say, yeah, sure, we'll just send you to L.A. for nothing. Doesn't matter. Let's just move on. No, they're going to fight back. They don't have to trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers. They don't have to do that. Wherever he signs his extension means nothing to the Pelicans. They got to get the best package back.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing. And then, of course, you have the Knicks situation and story, and I still say they're doing the right thing. And, you know, I'm not going to get over emotional about, you know, Porzingis leaving here like some have. But, you know, at the end of the day, you read another story today. Now, who knows who puts these things out, but I could see this happening where Giannis Porzingis, this is Kristaps' brother, is basically saying he wanted a bigger part of the franchise. He wanted to be a bigger part of the franchise.
Right.
And they wanted to, you know, hire some of Porzingis' people. I'm like, all right, you know, just get the hell out of here, man. Just the more you read about this, the more the nonsense. And I don't care if the Knicks are spinning this or what. I don't really. It's over with. Right. So the Knicks are in a good spot now. They've removed two big salaries. They got the space for the, you know, for the offseason. Now, look, I'm hoping that they get Durant. Nobody from the Knicks has said that Durant is coming in. Just so we all are
sure, right?
Understand that. People are speculating about it. People are surmising about it. People are basically out there, media types, and even you and I, we're hoping that, of course, that Durant's going to come here. But it's almost as if, like, people are saying, well, the Knicks are doing this because they know Durant is coming here. We don't know that, and they don't know that. And I'm just and anything that, like, to think that this is why they did this to go do that without knowing if that can happen, you know, is foolish. It's flat out foolish, right? Because I'm just saying, like, all of a sudden, free agency starts and Durant decides to stay in Golden State another year. Oh, this has been what a stupid thing the Knicks did. Again, it's the Knicks being the Knicks and all this other crap. You know, the Knicks had to do this anyway.
Yeah.
They had to do this anyway.
And Durant's one of several impact players that they could end up with in free agency. It just seems like most of the momentum is surrounding Kevin Durant to the Knicks. It almost seems like there's, you know, other GMs and everybody's talking
right,
about
not
it.
Not the Knicks, though.
Crazy.
Not the Knicks have not put any, of course.
Well, but they can't.
Of course.
I mean, he's on the Warriors roster. He
right,
can't,
exactly.
They can't
so, again, I haven't heard one Knick official say, oh, yeah, Kevin Durant's coming here. This is why we did this.
Well, if they did, they'd be fine through the nose.
I understand that. I know that that's our hopes. I know that we would love that to happen. But if it doesn't happen, that doesn't mean what they did now wasn't a good move. What they did now is a really good move. They sold high on an injured player whose brother was a pain in the ass. And you don't know whether or not this injured player is going to be able to make it through a full season. Because he hasn't.
So Mark Stein has been covering the NBA for a long time now, works for the New York Times. He just wrote in his last story that he posted last night. The threat of the Knicks persuading Durant to leave one of the most dominant teams in league history has never felt more real to the Warriors themselves.
Right, I get it. I understand that.
So where this is coming from. When guys like that are writing stuff like this, I mean,
the Knicks, though. That's from
Mark Stein talking to somebody,
maybe, who knows who he's talking to, an agent.
We know it's not coming from the Knicks.
But that comment, though, sounds like it's coming from the Warriors.
Right.
And it cements the it kind of leads to the thought process that if the Knicks don't get him, then it's going to be a failure. I would do this anyway. Of course, Durant is the number one target. Of course he is. We know that. But if it doesn't happen, that doesn't diminish in any way, shape, or form this trade that they just did.
Yeah, I mean, you can go any number of ways. I think Kevin Durant's obviously the biggest prize, but if it ended up being Damian Lillard and Kawhi Leonard, if it ended up being, you know, Klay Thompson and Kyrie Irving, there's somehow they've got to get two of these big names in here, and I think that they will. I just think that Durant is probably the most likely. So many people are talking all the time behind the scenes. This is how this whole thing happens. I mean, the NBA has just become this one big incestuous motor mouth parade with everybody. Here's going over here, and he's going. So when this stuff comes out, there is some legitimate chatter. Doesn't mean that it's going to happen, and maybe they go and win another championship, and Kevin Durant says, wow, I just won 3 in 3 years here. Maybe I can end up winning 4, 5, 6 and being one of the greatest of all time when it comes to championships. Maybe that's in his mind, or maybe it's all the other stuff we talked about that would attract him to the Knicks. Like, if I bring this franchise back and I can the Eastern Conference and New York City, and that's how I really build a legend, I get away from these guys and Draymond Green, who's been a hemorrhoid for me for a couple of years. Whatever it is, guys can change their mind, but right now it feels like most people believe that Kevin Durant is actually going to do it. He's going to leave and go to the Knicks.
So we all hope and we all believe, but that's not why this trade was made. I mean, it's part of why the trade was made, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't make this trade any less appealing, I don't think. I just think that this trade had to happen. The more you read, the more you hear, the more the nonsense around, you know, a 7'3" guy that was off injured, was a guy that obviously was not engaged. And you, hey, look, Giannis wanted Kristaps to go through his rehab. And you were all over this. You were killing him for this.
Yeah, I know.
Over in Barcelona.
That's where it changed.
When he should have been here at the hospital special surgery, where, by the way, you know, over 80 players from teams, you know, from the NHL, the NFL, MLB, and NCAA Division One schools go to.
Yeah, even former NFL MVPs.
Yes, exactly, with a bad foot.
That's right. Absolutely.
And he's over there in Barcelona. He's not even a part of the Knicks family.
I couldn't stand that.
And the fabric and all this stuff. And Mark Cuban can have him and sign us to his extension all you want, because what does Mark Cuban say? Ooh, this is the next Dirk Nowitzki. Yeah. I mean, okay, great, perfect.
Yeah, I guess in the press conference, too, Mark Cuban had said, you know, Giannis is now a part of our team. And
no,
all
that was Rick Carlisle said
Carlisle said it. Not Cuban. Okay, yeah.
So I guess he has like two or three people around him. He's got like a trainer. He's got like a masseuse and all this other crap. These people just go from place to place to place with him.
The guy hasn't even played 200 NBA games yet, and he's got his own traveling masseuse on the payroll.
All the more reason to say, bye-bye, goodbye, get out of here. Don't let the door hit you in the ass when you're gone.
It really is a shame, too. I mean, it is a shame. The injury changed everything. The injury really did change everything, because he was acting like a diva when he hadn't played, and we didn't even know if he was going to be back to the same player.
Now,
I mean, he was on his way to superstardom, but it was a major, major roadblock there.
I mean, Between the decisions that Isaiah Thomas and Phil Jackson made here, I mean, Jesus God.
And how about Perry and Mills are trying to trade for all the guys that Phil Jackson should have drafted in that draft? So they went and got Dennis Smith Jr. Apparently they called on Donovan Mitchell too, which was another guy that they should have drafted.
I did a great job.
Shove it, Phil. Yeah,
I mean, it's unbelievable. So I can see what Scott Perry's doing, and I can see what Steve Mills is doing. They're basically shedding all the stuff that was from the Jackson era, and they're trying to create their own stuff here, and I applaud it. It's bold moves, it's bold strokes, and that's what it takes in the NBA these days to try to fix this. And you know, I even with the new guys that were here last night watching that game, look, they're just not in sync. They're not a good team. You know, they have young guys, they're still trying to find their way, and they're going to need those two max free agents, and we'll see if any of these guys hang around or whatever. But Dennis Smith Jr. is going to be a part of the future. He's going to be a part of the future. So for all those people who wanted him and were just killing the Knicks for taking Neal Aquino over him, well, one of those things now has been fixed. Yeah. Think about it.
That is true. I do like him a hell of a lot more than Frank Ntilikina.
Well, he just looks like he belongs in the basketball court, right, and, on the NBA, at the NBA level.
Right. And last year he had a really nice season. This year he sort of fell out of favor there because he couldn't figure out a way to play with Luka Doncic in harmony. So I do think there's a lot of talent there. But really, it's about the draft and it's about the offseason. So we will see. But yeah, Dennis Smith Jr. now is one of those guys like you feel like is going to be here. Now, he may end up, if they some way can pry Anthony Davis away, then he might end up in that deal. But that is unlikely. So you would think that Anthony Davis eventually ends up going to the Lakers and they figure that whole thing out. But yeah, you look at Dennis Smith Jr., unlike most of these other Knicks that we have talked about, and said this is a guy who's going to be here and could be a big part of their future.
Yeah, and I would just tell Knicks fans, you know what, just endure what we're watching right now. I mean, it's just exactly what they're supposed to be doing. Maybe Enes Kanter gets traded here shortly. Maybe Ntilikina goes. You know, you don't know. Stuff is going to start to move now. And I would imagine that those two guys are probably next up, I would think. So we'll see what happens here in the next couple hours, and maybe the Knicks aren't done yet. And I'm just going to go by everything that I read, everything that I see, everything that has been told to us about Porzingis and his rehab and his problems and his issues with the front office and his brother and his masseuse and his strength trainer and his chef, and he's got to bring somebody who shines his shoes. I mean, it's, you know, because he can't reach him. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So good, you can take all this that like stuff out of here, because they don't need that. The Knicks don't need that stuff. They don't.
Oh, especially with a guy who we haven't seen play in a really, really long time.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.